The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1385. Welcome. And you know, I've been doing coaching now for several years, but I did recruiting for more than 40 years before that. Filled more than 1,200 full-time positions plus consulting assignments. This is one of the top 10 podcasts in job search. It was recently voted that. My YouTube channel was named a top 10 channel for job search. Recently voted that. I know the material extremely well. And I'll simply say that, you know, I can coach you. The material that I give away for free on the podcast and YouTube is good stuff, but it's not personalized for you, and I'd love to help you. And I'll just say, if you're interested in my coaching, you listen to the end of the show. There's information there about how to get in touch with me. And this show is a nice little one that basically answers the question of, should I take a lower offer? Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review, and I hope you wind up contacting me for coaching. And now, let's get going. And the question I was asked is, should I accept less money? Now, I want to start by saying that my bias is against doing it, but I also want to lay out the cases where it makes sense. There aren't many, but there are a couple of instances. And then I'm going to go back for the conclusion, which is generally don't do it. The few reasons where it makes sense, the few circumstances where it makes sense is the great opportunity. Now, to me, there are relatively few great opportunities, but I'm not in your seat. I don't live your life. You know, you have to look at what is a great opportunity for you that would cause you to accept less. So for the person making $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year, the notion of accepting a few thousand dollars less for the great opportunity is not a big deal. For the person who makes $50,000 a year, it's a different story. So under those circumstances, you have to weigh that conclusion for yourself and come to your own decision. For the person who's been out of work for a long time, you know, you don't have a job right now, and you don't have a career. You've been out of work for 6, 8, 9, 12 months, longer, and someone's offering you less money than you earned when you were working back when. You don't have a job and you don't have a career anymore. It's over. And the fact that someone's willing to give you the shot after so many people turned you down, that's a circumstance to consider. But understand, often firms are negotiating. And they'll talk about the individual who they've also met with, who's looking, you know, this person's really strong. And we're weighing the two of you, and this person's willing to accept less. That's one of the classic scenarios where firms try to finesse you into taking less money. And frankly, I would turn around and say, hey, thanks for bringing that to my attention, but the fact is, if you think they're the better person for this role, you should really choose them. If we're really equal and they're willing to accept less, you should choose them. For me, I look at it in terms of, you know, I cost more, I bring greater productivity. If I haven't convinced you of that yet, talk with me about what the perceived differences are between us, and let's address that. And the fact that they're raising this as a subject indicates that, you know, it's close. And they do see a difference between the two of you. Otherwise, they wouldn't try and bring you down to that price point. After all, why bother? They could just choose the other person. So that's a factor. It's a negotiating ploy. Another factor that I think you need to take into consideration is it's not just simply about accepting $5,000 or $10,000 less now. It's the fact that it affects every dollar you ever earn for that firm and beyond, all because you accepted less money, because they build their raises based upon what you're currently earning, right? So if you accept $5,000 less, I'm just going to pick simple numbers. You're making $110 and you accept $100, and you get that 5% increase at $100, well, you're at $105. But had you been at $110, well, the raise would have been higher, wouldn't it? So understand there's an impact not just simply now, but even if you change jobs 2-3 years from now, they're often blending, or they're often creating their increases based upon what you were previously earning. They're formulas. Now, if you're in Massachusetts, for now, that may become different next year, but you know, for most organizations in most parts of the country, they're building salary increases based upon current salary. They're not trying to take up the fact that, hey, I took $10,000 less. You know, they work off the current numbers because that's the fact. So understand there's an impact upon you that you'll never recover from. So I generally am against it. If it means that much to an organization that you take $5,000 or $10,000 less, there's a bigger problem there in terms of how you're marketing yourself that you need to address. So generally, thumbs down to the notion of accepting less, except in the circumstances that I've already outlined. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before with hospital grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the DC area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
Wrap up the year with holiday cheer at the all-new Busch Gardens Christmas Celebration. Experience a winter wonderland as you walk through 8 festive villages with twinkling lights, holiday decor, and entertainment. Busch Gardens Christmas Celebration is a limited capacity event. Select dates through January 3rd. Take advantage of the biggest sale of the year, going on now through November 27th. Buy 1 2-park membership, get 1 half off during the Black Friday sale. Make your reservation today. Restrictions apply.